olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan. Sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
Dr. Katrina Lines, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Get Comfy, the sex education campaign in Australian schools. The report card doesn't look very impressive when your research has shown that close to 80% of people say that the sex education they received at school did not really prepare them for real life experience. Tell us a bit about the research.
The Act for Kids research that we conducted recently was surprising. As you say, a lot of people didn't feel like the sex education they had at school prepared them. They felt, we had about 41% say that they didn't have adequate sex education, and about 16% overall said that they felt pressured the first time they had sex. And that was one in five women, so 22% of women, and one in 10 men. So we're not preparing our kids with information about consent and relationships, and as well as their bodies and sex, so that they can say how they feel and understand their rights and make good choices.
Why is that? Is that cultural, religious? Why is that? Is that a problem or an issue that we should leave just to the education system?
It's definitely not an issue we should leave to the education system. It's up to all of us. And that's why we're urging people to get comfy with having these conversations. Because if you start having conversations with kids from when they're really little, in an open, honest, kind of scary way, then they feel like they can ask their parents or safe adult questions. But what I think we're not good at having these conversations in Australia. And so, we had 60% of young Australians we spoke to said that they aren't comfortable discussing sex with or relationships with their parents. And a third of parents said they hadn't spoken to their child about sex. So we can't just leave that to teachers. We have to think about our kids from a holistic perspective.
And there's plenty of literature around. As a parent and as a Samoan, I've never discussed sex with my parents. In fact, it would have been a topic that would be taboo. And yet, as an Australian parent, the books are around, the literature is around, and all my children have read, you know, Where Did I Come From, with illustrations.
That's exactly right. And so I think you can make the conversations culturally appropriate and have them from when kids are really little. And it's as simple as using anatomically correct names for their body parts, because you know when you're bathing a baby, you tell them what their toes are called and what their elbows are called. So having, you know, using the correct words for body parts, explaining what you're doing, answering any questions they might have in an age-appropriate way. And if you keep those open lines of communication like you have and share information, kids are more likely to come and talk to their parents and ask questions when they have worrying things come up. We know they're all looking at pornography online these days, and if that's the only source of their information, it's not very good.
The other issue that you brought up at the beginning of this conversation is that of consent.
Yes, I think in the last couple of years we've seen some stories come out from young women in particular and young men where they experience sexual assault, or certainly got them, you know, found themselves in sexual situations that they really didn't want to be in. And it started a conversation about consent. And we, we're really interested in that at Act for Kids, because we want children to feel safe and to be empowered with information, to feel safe. But we found that only a fifth of adults learnt about relationships and consent at school, despite, two-thirds of them becoming sexually active when they were 18 years old or younger. So we need to teach kids explicitly about, yes, you know, it needs to be enthusiastic, and that, that really positive affirmation of assent and maybe means no, and explore what that means in relationships.
For Child Protection Week, from the 4th to the 10th of September, What is the message that you at Act for Kids want to send out to the community?
We want everybody in Australia to get comfy, and, you know, that's parents and carers and families talking about sex and bodies and relationships and consent with their kids. So this Child Protection Week, Act for Kids wants to change the way Australians talk to children and young people about those topics such as sex, relationships and consent, and make it a normal part of everyday conversations and not a taboo topic.
You're calling for an evidence-based sex education program in Australian schools. What does that involve?
Well, there are lots of different sex education programs in schools, and most of them are really good at teaching children about, you know, reproductive systems and safe sex and sexually transmitted diseases, but they don't really address consent and your rights and about, and relationships and a range of things that we know are really important. And so we're looking for the government in each state and in federally to mandate a set of core things that are evidence-based that aren't just about, you know, biology.
It's about healthy relationships, respect, and an open discussion about their rights. Is that what it comes down to?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the more information we can give kids, we empower them. They don't have to feel pressure when it comes to sex and relationships. They understand their rights and they can make really healthy choices.
Dr. Katrina Lines from Act for Kids, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Like, share, mafa'ali sa finangalo, muli-muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.